Excuse me, but I have to say, you look exactly like somebody I used to know.
Really? Is that the best you can come up with?
Hey, look, I know it's not original, but it's true. She lived in Washington like 30 years ago, and the resemblance is uncanny.
You're creeping me out. I grew up in D.C. back then. Have you been stalking me online or something?
I was afraid that was the way I'd come off. She had to be at least 20 years younger than I and made me feel like a dirty old man. Kind of like the senator from Alabama should have felt with Mayrad if he had a conscience. Look, I'll leave you alone if I'm making you uncomfortable. It's just that this woman, she's very special to me. And God, I was blown away when I saw you. You look so much like her. Well, there were some differences now that I saw her close up. Mayrad had green eyes and flaming red hair, and this girl's eyes were blue, and her reddish hair was a bit more to the blonde side. But her strong, regular features were identical, down to the freckles and the full mouth. Closest I could come to describing her would be the young Anne Margaret. Look, I don't know how to convince you I'm for real here. I'm just weird. I just feel weird.
Are you trying to come on to me or scare me away?
Neither, actually. I came up here from Charlotte to get a tree, and I got sidetracked when I saw you.
Look, mister, we're closing now, so if you do want a tree, then go down that aisle with Esteban and pick one out. He'll help you load it, and we can talk then, okay? My name is Mary Duncan.
Mine's Riley King.
That sounds familiar. Why would I know that name?
Look, I'll tell you what, I'll get my tree and then we'll talk about it later. Maybe I can buy you dinner if you don't have plans.
We'll see. Okay, the best trees are about 300 yards out, two rows over.
Well, she hadn't rejected the invitation out of hand. She was too young for me by a couple of decades, and she wasn't the sort to be trifled with. I could see that right away. Well, part of my interest was guilt of the way I'd treated Mayrad. Now, if I was extra good to this lady, would it make up for the way I'd been with my lover all those years ago? I flashed on that old Dan Fogelberg song they always play this time of year, about meeting his old lover in a grocery store on Christmas Eve. Well, I was living that song in a weird way. Could this be Mayrad? Remarkably well-preserved, with blue contact lenses, fading hair color? I'd like to think if it was, she would have recognized me. I haven't aged that badly. Well, I picked the first tree Esteban pointed out, and within minutes, we were carrying it to the parking lot, lifting it onto the roof of my MDX. He helped me tie it down with heavy twine. I gave him a 10, and he was on his way. No Mary, though. I was about to take the hint and leave when she emerged from the farmhouse porch up on the ridge.
Riley, hold on.
Riley, is it? Does that mean we're friends?
I just Googled you. So you were with the FBI. Wow, some pretty big busts in your day. No pun intended.
I have your mother's sense of humor.
So it sounds like you actually knew my mother.
Well, if your mom's name was Mayrad Flannery.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't think you could have found that online. Look, I know you asked me out to dinner, but I've had a pot roast in the slow cooker all day. Would you like to share it with me? Maybe afterwards we can talk a little about my mother.
I'd be honored. You know, you do look just like her. Hey, how's she doing these days?
So, you never kept in touch. She died 5 years ago.